everybody. We're going to get started. My plan today is to go over the sample midterm. But before that, I got some feedback from Yan, who graded homework 2. And apparently there are some problems with... So the problem that has that had most mistakes was, I think, the truth table 2 formula, and then addition and subtraction in binary, where people didn't get those as much as they got other things. And so we'll have some quicker questions about those things, and just make sure that everybody's, you know, on the same page with everything. So we're going to start with that. And there's going to be, I think, easy questions, but... Okay, so the first question is to convert 235 from decimal to binary. And start this. So the options are A, 111010111, B, 5 ones, C, 110010, D, 4 ones, 0101, E, 110111010. So I'll stop at 3. Go over that? All right. So I'll go over that after all the other good questions. Okay. Next question. So add these two binary numbers. The numbers are 110111101 and 101111. And the answers are A, 31010111, B, 41210, C, 140s, 2 1s and 2 0s, D, 10101110, and E, 110111101. Stopping at 2. Have 10 more seconds. People got binary addition, which is good. Okay, so next question. Subtract the two numbers. And your options are A, 31010111, B, 41s, 0010, C, 140s, 2 1s and 2 0s, D, 10101110, and E, 110111101. I'm going to stop at 2:20. Stopping. Okay,
Tuesday.
Okay. Would anybody find it helpful if I went over this? Yes, all right. Okay, next question. Okay, so this is the truth table to formula. So you have this truth table, and you have C as a function of A and B. What is C as a function of A and B as a formula? Going from this truth table to that formula. So your options are, so C is true for all values of A and B, except when A is true and B is true, C is going to be false. And your options are C equals A and B, B, C equals not A or not B, C equals not A and not B, D, C equals B, and E, C equals A or B. I'm going to say 2:30.
Maybe I should do all of them.
All right, this is Scratch. So you have this Scratch code, Scratch script, and the question is how many times will it pop? And so the script is when the flag is clipped, play sound pop, then broadcast A, and broadcast A again. When A is received, it plays pop twice. Okay, and the question is, how many times will this thing pop when the flag is clicked? And your options are A1, B2, C3, B4, and E5. Okay, 10 more seconds. Getting ready to stop.
you explain why it's four?
Yeah, the right answer. Yeah, go ahead.
I suppose because when you broadcast A, it goes down to the bottom one and there's two, so for every A there's two pops.
Right. That's true. And there's also a pop that I do before I broadcast the two A's.
Oh, so there's five?
There's five.
So it's
E. The right answer is E. Right? Does that make sense?
So it pops and then, then it goes to broadcast A.
Exactly. So it pops once, and then it broadcasts A twice, and each time it receives A, it does it twice. So all the A's do are four pops, and then I have an extra pop before. Okay? Any questions? Okay, there's going to be a more. There's two more. Okay. So this one says, when the flag is clicked, what I change, and instead of saying broadcast A, I said, repeat A times, broadcast A, and wait. A does the same thing, pops twice. I pop once before I go into this repeat loop. And then 8 times, I broadcast A. Okay? And the question is, how many times will it pop? A, 8, B, 2, C, 17, D, 11, E, 9. Up at 120. I already said what the right answer was, but how do you get 11? I'm just curious. I mean, just to help you understand. No? Is this clear to everybody?
It was 17.
It was 17, yes. Because I pop once, and then I repeat eight times, and A pops twice each. Okay? All right. Okay, last question. So, I have a sprite that doesn't show here, but when I click the sprite, what will it say? This is the code for the sprite. The sprite is called a starfish, and it says when the starfish is clicked, I set n, a variable, to 0, then I change n by 1, and then I broadcast feeling and wait. And then after I broadcast feeling, I say and you for 2 seconds. And feeling, when I receive feeling, say I am feeling for 1 second. Then if n equals 0, say sad for 1 second. If n equals 1, say okay for 1 second. If n equals 2, say great for 1 second. And if n is smaller, this is small. Smaller, strictly smaller than 2, say could be better for 2 seconds. So if you can see any of this, let me know. And I'll read it again. Okay? And the options are A, and you, I'm feeling sad, okay, great, could be better. B, I'm feeling okay, and you. C, I'm feeling could be better. D, I'm feeling okay, could be better, and you. E, I'm feeling sad, could be better, and you.
Is the last one less than 2?
This one?
Yeah.
If n is smaller than 2, say could be better for 2 seconds.
By 1?
Yeah.
Is it up?
Yes. That means it adds 1 to n. stop at 3. Was actually meant to be kind of tempting, I guess. So, because, okay, so what is N in here? In this, as this subroutine is broadcasted, what is N? What's the value of N? 1. Okay, good. So, you know, if N is 0, it's not 0. It's not going to say this. So this eliminates A and E. If N is 1, it says okay, so it says I'm feeling okay, and then if n is 2, n is not 2, but if n is strictly smaller than 2, which it is, it says could be better, 2. So that is why D is right and B is not right, because D has this could be better and B doesn't have it, okay? So when you see ifs like this, it could be, you have to go over each one of them to see if they're right. If you have an if else, then you only do one of them, okay? Yeah.
If there's a 1, because it says set n to 0.
Yes.
And then it says change n by 1.
Yes.
And then it broadcasts for the first time, so it's going to be broadcasting with a 1.
Yes.
Okay, and then, so if it's 1, I say okay. Right, 1 second.
Uh-huh.
And wait.
So it says
and I understand if it's less than 2, it is also less than 2. But that does...
They don't necessarily eliminate each other.
Okay, so you don't do one or the other, it does both.
That's yes, it. If it's just if. If it's if else, you do one or the other.
And it would go in order from top to bottom?
Yes, that's how it always goes. Any other questions? All right, so I'm going to turn off the projector and go over clicker questions and the midterm. So the first request was 235. So go from 235 to binary. And again, I'm going to make this table. You can start at 128, you can start at 256. If you don't know, if you need more numbers, just multiply by 2. So 256, 512, 1024, and so on. But you're probably going to be okay with these. So 256, 128, 64, 32, 16, 8, 4, 2, 1. And these are all powers of 2. This is 2 to the 0, to the 1, to the 2, to the 3, and so on. And so what is the biggest number in here that is smaller than 235? 128. So I put a 1 here, and then I subtract. How much did you get for that?
107.
107? Okay, now what's the next number? 64. Because 64 is smaller than 107. 107 minus 64. How much is that? 43. Okay, next one. 32. That is 11. Okay, next one. Okay, 16 is too big. 8. So 11 minus 8 is 3. We don't have any 4s. We have a 2. 3 minus 2 is 1. And a 1. 1 minus 1 is 0. And we fill the rest of them with zeros. So our number in decimal is 1, 1, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 1, in binary. All right. Any more questions? Yeah. Yes, that's good enough. If you, if you just write down everything, that should be, if you don't use graph paper or, you might need it, but yeah, this is good. All right, questions? No? Cool. All right, so I'm going to go to the subtraction problem. So the subtraction was 1, 1, 0, I think 1, 1, 1, 0, 1, minus 4 ones at the end, and a 1, 0 before that. So 1, 0, 1, 1, 1, 1. Okay, so I go right to left, and I do 1 minus 1 is 0. 0 minus 1, I need to borrow. So I go to the left until I run into a 1. I cross it off. I subtract 1 from it. I put it above. So 1 minus 1 is 0. And then the 1 that I borrowed, I put here. And it's going to count as a 1, 0. And then I can subtract 1 because 1, 0 is bigger than 1. And I can do the subtraction. So 1, 0 minus 1 gives me 1 because 1, 0 is 2. And then I have 0 minus 1 again, and I need to borrow. So I cross off this 1, put a 0 on top, and then the 1 that I borrowed from here, I put next to the 0 that needed something more. So then I have 1, 0 minus 1 is 1. And then I have, again, 0 minus 1. I need to borrow again. Same story. 1, 0 minus 1 is 1. 0 minus 0 is 0. 0 minus 1 again, I need to borrow. 1, 0 minus 1 is 1. 0, 1. Can everybody see this? No? Sorry. I know this is it. Any questions? There's, I uploaded a document from a textbook. So I scanned a textbook, and I uploaded a whole document about binary addition, binary subtraction, and tooth complement. And you can read it in a textbook style from there. It's on Sakai. All right? So if there's no more questions about that, I'm going to move on and do, I think, the truth table to formula, right? That was it. Step how to do this. And, one version is for the table being mostly, it says when if the table is mostly true or if the table is mostly false. So what that means that you look at C and you see there's four values. Is it mostly true or is it mostly false? If it's two trues and two falses, you can use either one. I suggest the first one because it's easier. You don't have to use it the Morgan's law. But this is mostly true, okay? And so what the rules say is choose the row where your C is false and write down a clause, which is an AND clause, according to A and B. And so our clause here is A is true, B is true. So what is our clause, our AND clause for this case? So A is true and B is true. So it's A and B, right?
Why don't you say not A and not B? Like how you would for, like, if
were all falses and you would say true.
Okay, so not A, not B would be true here and false, false, false. So if the table was...
Like, aren't you making a clause for it to equal false, not to equal true?
For it to equal false, yeah.
So
in this case.
For it to equal false, it would have to be not A and not B?
We're going to get there. I mean, we're going to use the De Morgan's law to reverse it. But what it says is, for this case, you're just making a clause for all the falses. Because it's mostly true. If it was mostly false, you would make a clause for each true. So, okay, let me walk through the steps and then... All right, so we make a clause for this, and that's A and B. That's our clause. Because A is true and B is false. And then we need to use the De Morgan's law because we want to work with trues and not falses. So we have to not this whole thing. So C would be not whatever we got here. Not A and B. Because we made a clause for receiving false. And that's why we need to use a not. And that is, it can also be not A or not B. We said that the Morgan's law is when you have not A and B, the not gets distributed to A and B, and the and turns into an or. And if you had not A or B, you would have not A and not B. So the not gets distributed again, and the or turns into an and. Yes?
So when you're making the initial clause, so you try to make each individual variable as a
true.
True.
Yes,
so
exactly.
It doesn't matter if C was true or false, like if it was mostly false, and you're making C reach true, you still just do it whenever. You just make every A, B.
Yes, if you make the clauses.
Okay.
The only difference is if you make it for mostly true, so for C being false, you have to not it.
So if they were like all, so if it were like the opposite, like they were mostly false and the last one was true.
Okay, let's do that. All right, so does this make sense? All right, yeah.
Just one question is, does it have to have parentheses after not?
Here?
Yeah.
Yes, otherwise it's not A and B, which is this one. It's different. You definitely need parentheses. Because you made a clause for C, and you want to not that clause, that whole clause. And so your whole clause is this, so you not the whole clause. Yeah.
On the midterm, will you accept both of those answers?
I accept... This is what I accept on the midterm. This, obviously, or if you use the mostly false. So if you would say, okay, I don't want to deal with this false. I'm just going to say C equals, and I'm going to make a clause for each true. So I'm going to say not A and not B, or, which is this one, or not A and B, or A and not B.
Want to simplify the clause like you did in this question?
You don't need to simplify anything.
All right.
You can leave it like this.
All right.
You can leave it like this. You can do this if you want. So use the same, use it as if the, so C was mostly false. That's fine. If you don't want to do that, that's okay. Yeah.
With isn't the second part not A or B?
Here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the B is true.
Right. And every clause is an and clause. Because I need A to be false and B to be true at the same time. And so I need to and them together.
Why would you make clauses? Like, when you make the clauses when it's mostly true, you're just saying like what it is. But then when you're making it for when it's mostly false, you're saying it as if it's true. Like, in order for it to equal true.
In order for it to equal true.
But then for the second one, the second one, if it's mostly true, you're still making it as if it's true, as if it's false.
You mean this one?
Yeah.
Like, right, that's why not.
The clauses are made are different, so why is that?
Why do I not?
Just like the beginning clause, like you're saying A
and
B.
Oh, here, this one, yes.
Like, why aren't you saying not A and not B?
So if I'm saying not A and not B, that is without this not business here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So,
Why aren't you making the clauses the same way for when you do it with, like, mostly clauses?
Okay. So this is not A and not B. It's true here, and it's false everywhere else, right? So this is a different truth table, okay? All right, so going back to the one that we had. Because I chose C to be, because I choose to make clauses for C being false, so the whole point is to write less, basically, because I could do this. Do you agree with this? Okay. So you could write this and that's okay. But you write less if you just make a clause for A and B and then just say that C is not that.
Oh, okay.
Right? Because you want C to be true.
Okay, I get it.
I mean, that's how you can just follow the steps. You don't necessarily need to understand why, but that is why. Okay? So basically, advice, just print out those slides and follow the steps. You don't have to, if you don't understand it, don't stress out about it. Okay? Does this make sense? Yes? No? Okay. No comments. All right, so I think I went over clicker questions. So let's go over, what is the most pressing question that people have? So I'm assuming, okay, I'm assuming 3, maybe 4 and 5, definitely. I'm going to start with the ones that I think are difficult. I think 7 is the most difficult problem. And 6 and 7. No, 5 and 7. So I will start with 7. Okay, so the question is how many pops, and the... I'm going to write it just for people who don't have their midterm and print it out. So the script is when the flag is clicked. Set A to 0. And then repeat 5 times. And this is where you repeat. You broadcast. Go met. And wait. And Goman says the following. When you receive, Goman, say the following. If A is equal to 2, then I play the sound pop and wait. And then I say else, I change A by 1. Okay, so the question is the first question is when the flag is clicked, how many times will the pop sound happen before everything stops? All right? That's the question. All right, so I'm going to put a stick for every pop and go over what happens. All right, so I'm going to make a little A here and I'm going to change... I'm going to say what is the value of A at each point in time. And it starts by being 0. And I'm going to pop here. I'm going to write a pop, and I'm going to put a stick every time we think it pops. So it says set A to 0, and then repeat 5 times. So I have 5 go man, okay? So go man. And I'm going to put a stick every time we do go man. All right. So first time we do go man. When I receive go man, if A is 2, is A 2? No. So I go on the else. So if A is 2, do this else, change A by 1. So A becomes 1. Okay? So we did go man once. We do the go man the second time. When I receive go man, if A is 2, is A 2? No. I do change A by 1. So I do A becomes 2. We do go man the third time. When I receive go man, if A is 2? Yes, so I pop once. Okay, and then I don't go to the else branch at all. I do go man the fourth time. If A is 2? What is A? 2? Okay, A is 2 because we didn't change it. We didn't go on the else branch. So A is 2, I pop one more time, and then I don't go on the else again, and I broadcast Goman the fifth time. If A is 2, is it? I pop the third time, and then I'm done. I did Goman for 5 times, and I popped 3 times. So the answer to the first question is 3 times. Okay? And what value will A have at the end?
2.
That's number 7. Any questions? So you just have to go over it, make sure the subroutine is executed 5 times, okay? You might have repeat until loops, all right? Okay, no question. Everybody's gonna get the maximum number of points on this problem. I'm looking forward to that. So let's do number 5. Okay, so. So I'm gonna explain how the relay works one more time. So the relay is this little box that has a curly thing like this, which is actually a magnet that can be on or off. And there's also a switch. And there can be different things on the inputs here. But the way this works is, if there is electricity coming through here, through the magnet, it turns the magnet on. And what that does is, this switch here is a very light metal, so it opens the metal. It attracts the metal and it opens the switch. Okay? So if I had A equals true here, say I had an input, A was true. A equals true means A is on. There's electricity coming through this wire. So let's say B is true here. And this is a light bulb. If this is the case, so A is true and B is true, what is the light bulb going to be? Is it going to be on or off? On? Who votes for on? Who votes for off? Okay. Good. So it's going to be off because B is true. There's electricity here, but it can't get through the switch. It can't because the switch is open. All right? So maybe I should draw on this board. So I'm going to draw the circuit. And what you guys have to do basically is for every possible values of A and B, you have to figure out what switches are open, what switches are closed, and if there's electricity going through C or not. And so there's one relay. A is on one side. If on the drawing the switch is drawn open, that doesn't mean that it's necessarily open. It can be open, it can be closed. That's just a convention. So you have to figure out if it's open or closed according to the little curly thing, so electromagnets. Okay, this is B here. B goes through the curly thing. And I think that's okay, and there, let's say we have a light bulb here. We have to figure out if the light is on or the light is off. Oh, this is connected to a power source. So that means that there's always electricity flowing through here. This wire is directly connected to power. And maybe I should put it on. Okay. So that's your circuit. Okay, so let's see. What happens if A is false and B is false? So what happens is that there is no so A is false. Yeah, go ahead.
C will be true.
Okay, so that's what you said. All right. So let's see. Did you have a question?
Yeah. For the B, like, I don't know, circuit or whatever it is, are we looking at electricity flowing only through that part of it, the curly, you know, electromagnetic whatever, and this?
Okay.
Is that controlled by B?
Okay, yeah, I'll explain that. So what happens if you have a wire, so his question is, if B is true here, what does that mean? Which wires are going to have electricity flowing through them? You know, is it this wire? Is it this wire? So if there's a wire and it's connected to two other wires, electricity just flows, just spreads through all the wires that it's connected.
But it doesn't control that gate up top.
So we'll see how that works.
Oh, that's controlled by A.
Okay, so let's see. Okay, so no electricity flowing through here. This is just acts like a wire. So it's not a magnet. This switch closes. Okay? Because it has a little weight, and you can imagine that it's false if there's no magnet.
B true or false?
B is false right now. Sorry.
It's false. So there's no power going through it.
There's no power through here, but it's closed. You know, it doesn't matter in this case.
Yeah.
But it might. Like, if B was true, that would matter. But in this case, it doesn't matter. But, you know, this is closed, so that's very important. Yeah.
So true is open and false is closed.
True is, why are you asking? So usually a switch that is closed, if A and B were switches, if they're closed, they're true, and if they're open, they're false. But in this case, you won't be able to see that.
So why is it closed right there?
This is closed because A is false, and this is just a wire. And so the switch was open, but it's a little heavy, so it closes. If A was true, and there was power flowing through here, this acts like a magnet, so it opens up the switch. That's how this box works. There can be power through here, or there can be no power through. This part. Okay? So I'm just going to go over it and maybe that will make more sense. So for every single combination of values of A and B, just figure out if these switches are closed, open or closed, and then figure out if power can reach C or if it can't reach C. In this case, B is also false, so there's no electricity through here. There's no electricity through here. This is also just a wire. And so this closes too, because this is just a wire. And so power flows through here, and C is indeed true. Okay? All right, let's do another one. What if A is false and B is true? So we don't know what these are. I'm going to draw them open again. Okay, so A is false. So again, this is just the wire. The switch closes. And B is true. And so there's electricity that goes through the switch because it's closed that way. And we can see already that C will be true. But what happens on this branch? This branch will have electricity, which will turn on this magnet. So this is going to act like a magnet. So this switch will be open. And, you know, even if, say, there was no electricity flowing through here, this electricity wouldn't be able to reach C. But we don't care about that, because electricity already reaches C through this wire, because B is true. Right? No? Okay. So C is true in this case. What if A is true and B is false? What happens then? So, what is C? Yeah. C will be true. Because this is a magnet this time. This thing opens. B is false. True, false. Okay. B is false. This acts like a wire. The switch is closed. And so power can reach C. Okay? And what if A is true and B is true? going to be false. Okay, let's follow that. Okay, so A is true and B is true. Magnet, the switch is open. B is true, so this is also a magnet. The switch is open. And so let's see, can the power reach C? It can't, because both these switches are open, and that's the only way power can reach C. And so C will be false. And then the question is, what is C as a logical formula? So after you get this table, go from truth table to formula. And we just did that. We had this table, and what was C? It was not A or not B. Because it's mostly true. Okay? Any questions? Yes? Yeah, I mean, if it's something like true, 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 you know, if it was that, you can just say C equals true. And, you know, you don't have to go through everything. You're not, yeah. But if you find it and you look at it and you can tell what it is, or if it's identical to A, you can just say C equals A. But this was the answer.
Like, you would want us to find the table for this kind of thing, right?
I'm sorry?
You would want us to, like, write out the table and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. You get credit for the table. Definitely. Okay? Should we move on?
Yeah.
Yes, all right. So,
number six,
okay. All right, Easter lights. So, this one, so I'm gonna do number eight. So you have A equals not A and B. So this is new A. Okay, so the problem is you have some lights, you have some Easter lights, and the circuit that you build is new A is not A and B, new B is old A, and new C is not C. Okay? And so we, as we said in class, we make a little table, A, B, C, and what is new A, and new B, and new C. And so it says here that the lights start by being true, false, true. So A is true in the beginning, B is false, and C is true. Okay? And so this is kind of like, on the first second, A is true, B is false, C is true. What are the lights going to be on the next second using these formulas? And again, when you use these formulas, all the A's and B's and C's that you use them from the previous second. So even if you come up with the A here, so what is new A in this case? These are new A is not A and B. False, yes. Because it's false and false. So if you've come up with the A, do not use that A for new B. Okay? So don't say A is now false, I'm going to use that here. Use all the A's and B's and C's from the previous second. Alright? So what is new B? True. Because it's not, because it's A. And you see?
False.
Okay, great. So we found the values on the new second, now we're going to copy them. So, okay, we have the values on the first second, we computed the values on the second second. Now the values on the second second, the old values, are going to be the new values on the first second. Okay? So we just copy these here. False, true, false. And do that again. Okay? So what is new A? Any question? No? True. Alright, so new A will be false and true and true, which is true. What about new B? False. And you see?
True.
Okay. And old, new values on second second, old values on the third second. So what do we notice? That we've gone back to the first ones. So we can stop because we know exactly what these are going to be. This is going to be false, true, false. It's going to be false, true, false, true, and so on. Okay? So we stop when we notice something repeating. Okay? Even if we had something before that, it might be... So if you start... Let's take a different example. What if you start with true, true, true? True, true, true. What is new A? New A will be false. New B will be true. New C will be false. And then you have false, true, false. And we saw that's true, false, true. And true, false, true gives you false, true, false. And now false, true, false. So we stop because we notice that maybe we haven't gone to the first ones. We haven't gone to the true, 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 but we've gone to something that we've seen before. So the lights might not come back to the original values, but you will see a value that you've seen before. And just ignore everything you've seen before. Just ignore this whole part. And just focus on this when you figure out the period of the pattern. Okay, so what's the period of the pattern?
Two.
Two, right? Because we have two different patterns. We have false, true, false, and we have true, false, true. And again, when you figure out the period of the pattern, just look on one, just look on the left side of the table, A, B, C. Yeah.
So for the first one, the period is one. The one that you just did,
where is it? I started with false, true, false. So that also has a period. Yes, because you have two patterns. You have false, true, false, and you have true, false, true. Okay. Any questions? Yes.
So when it says like what sequence of values is that just what you want us to write?
Yes.
Okay.
So for that you need to write exactly. For 8A, I would like to see this kind of table, and then the period of pattern that you figure out from the table. Yep.
Wait, it's like. Repeating part? I'm sorry, I didn't catch
it. So, you mean the answer of the question?
What sequence of values is
yes.
Just the repeating part?
Yes.
That's what you're
yes.
Saying?
Just the repeating part. Actually, you know, just make the table and stop when you notice something repeating. And that's the answer that I want to see. Okay? Alright. Any questions? Remember, yeah. Well, it depends on where you stop, right? But the period is defined officially as how many different patterns you have. So notice you have A is false, B is true, and C is false. And you have A is true, B is false, and C is true. And then it goes back to... So how many different values do the lights take? Two, right? So that's the period of the pattern. All right? Any other questions? Nine? All right, so I promised 6 and then 9. You don't need to know how to build it. you know, I'm telling you what it does, so that's a little more interesting. Okay, so then it says using the XOR gate, we can build a different K gate, which takes as input two K bit numbers. So this is the bigger gate. So you have one K bits and another K bits. Okay, and outputs one bit, which is true, blah, 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 blah. This gate can be built using K XOR gates. So inside here, you have K XORs. That's what's inside this big gate. And also, sorry.
On the outside again?
So on the outside, you have two numbers. Each are K bits.
Okay.
So this is K bits, and this is K bits. All right. And you have a K XOR gate, and you have an K OR gate, which is just, which has K ORs in it. Okay? So this is the different K gates. That's the picture of what's inside it. And it says how many knots, ends, and ORs does it take to make a different A gate? So K is 8. All right? So, because K is 8, you can just replace K with 8. 8, 8, 8, and 8. Okay? So, the different 8 gate is made out of 8 XOR gates and 1 OR, 8 OR gate, which is 8 ORs, 7 ORs, sorry. It says K minus 1 OR gates. So this is actually 7 OR gates, all right? So how many ANDs, NOTs, and ORs do we need? How many ANDs do we need to build this gate? 16, right? So each of the XORs needs 2 ANDs, so this is going to be 16 AND gates. All right? How many NOTs? 16 knots. How many ORs?
15.
So I need 8 here, and I need 7 here. Okay? And that's a total of 16 ANDs, 16 knots, and 15 ORs. That's your answer. Official answer. Okay? Does that make sense? Yeah? So if you don't stress out about seeing K, just replace K with, I'm going to give you what K is. I'm going to say a different 8 gate or a different 100 gate. And so just replace it and you'll be fine. Yeah?
How are you able to use like the example as like, you know, a, because it says 2 bits as input, but it's not written. If it had said 2 1-bit inputs,
uh-huh.
Right?
Are you talking about the XOR gate?
Yeah.
Okay.
It said 2 bits as input, A and B. And
yeah.
Now you're asking us for 2 8-bit inputs, right?
Yes.
But if it had said 2 1-bit
okay.
inputs?
I think I kind of understand. So the question is, so I was talking about the XOR gate in the beginning. And I'm describing the XOR gate, and XOR indeed only uses 2 inputs and has 1 output. Okay? So that's about the XOR gate, but the different K gate is different.
How do you know that A and B are 1-bit inputs?
You don't really need to, you're just given that. You're given that information.
Okay.
This problem is about counting gates and figuring out how many gates do you need to build. I'm going to tell you how to build a gate, and you have to tell me how many ANDs, NOTs, and ORs you need for that gate. But I'm going to tell you exactly how to build it. Yeah.
Is one of those 7 OR gates? Because you need to connect the gate as OR gates.
Yes. It's like a tournament or something. A championship. Whatever. Tournament. Yeah. But you don't even need to know that. I'm just going to tell you. Okay? Any more questions? All right. Let's go to number 9, and then number 3. and I'm going to do it again. So the question is, what will E be after each of these short machine language programs are executed? And the first one is accumulator equals not A. E equals accumulator. Accumulator equals B. Accumulator equals accumulator or C. E equals accumulator and E. All right, and I told you last time you can make a table. And you can put the everything that's on the left-hand side of the equals, you are going to put that in the table. And so let's do that. I'm going to say accumulator. I'm going to make the table like this. I'm going to write how accumulator changes on this row, and I'm going to write how E changes on that row. Okay, so to the first instruction, accumulator is not A. I'm going to write not A. Second instruction, E equals accumulator. So I take whatever's in the accumulator, and I dump it in E. And so E will contain not A. After that, I say accumulator equals B. So whatever, never mind what was in the accumulator, it becomes B. Overwrite what was in the accumulator and make it B. Then I say accumulator equals accumulator or C. Okay, so what's the accumulator going to be? B or C? B or C. And then I say E equals accumulator and E. Okay, with parentheses. Okay, so this is really important. B or C and not A, right? Because E was not A. Not A was in E. Okay? Any questions? Let's see if we can do the next one. So the next one. It says accumulator equals C. Accumulator equals accumulator or D. Accumulator equals accumulator and A. Accumulator equals accumulator and B. And E equals accumulator. Okay. What happens after the first instruction? Yes? So, okay, right. Just the first one. So after the first one, it's just going to be C. So C gets dumped in the accumulator. Then accumulator equals accumulator or D. What's the accumulator?
C.
C or D gets written in the accumulator. Okay. Then we have accumulator equals accumulator and A. Okay. With parentheses, C or D and A. All right. After this one?
C or D and A.
Exactly. C or D and A and B. And then
another set of parentheses.
Should there be
Yeah, sure. You can do that, definitely. It doesn't matter in this case, but that's a really good idea. Yes. And then E equals accumulator. Dump everything in the accumulator. Dump it in E. So, paren C or D and A and B. And the question is, what will E be after each of these short programs executed? And the answer is that. Yes.
Okay, are we going to miss a question where you can't really go through it? Like, there's a legal operation. So I feel like
that's not going to be the case.
All right.
There will be legal operation. If there's a legal operation, it's not your responsibility. Just go over each and see what they're doing.
Right.
If I say accumulator equals A or B, just dump that in the accumulator. But hopefully it's not going to be. But I appreciate that. Okay, so any questions? Yeah.
Are you posting any of these answers?
I will not post answers for a midterm. Yeah. One, I think. One or two. I haven't decided. decided yet if I'm going to have 9 questions or 10 questions. All right, number 3. All right, so this was a little vague, I guess. So my, I have a bunch of dinosaurs there, and I like some of them, and I don't like some of them. And all my judgment on a dinosaur, when I judge a dinosaur, I only consider if it walks on 4 legs or not, and if it has tail on back or not, okay? And C is true for the dinosaur that I like, and C is false for the dinosaur that I don't like. And you have to figure out the truth table. Okay, so let's see. So A, I have this truth table. False, 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 true, true, false, true, true. Okay, so if you, the way you do this, you have to figure out if I like dinosaurs. Do I like dinosaurs that don't have tail on back and that don't walk on 4 legs? Do I like them or not?
So you have to look at the pictures to figure it out.
Yeah, so the picture is, which one is that? The third one. So the third one walks on 2 legs and doesn't have sail on back, so I do like that one. So I actually do like dinosaurs that are in this category. What about the second? If A is false, so does not have sail on back but walks on 4 legs. Yes, which one is that? The first one. Yep. Okay, what about if it does have sail on back but does not walk on 4 legs? False. And which one is that? The second one. Yep. What about if A is true and B is false? B is true. If it has tail on back and walks on 4 legs?
False.
And that is the last one. So that's the truth table. It's true, true, false, false.
There's no way you got it.
Okay?
No, I got it.
Yeah. Okay, so I show you dinosaurs, and I say C is true or false for each one of them, and that determines if I like them. Yeah? Any other questions? Yeah.
Wait, so you first C equals, which is right, C equals not A.
C equals, okay, so what is C now?
Not A.
Not A.
Oh.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. So feel free to use the truth table to formula. And so if you guys need another one, I guess we went over the binary. We went over. Yeah. Let me stop this thing.